welcome to Scarlet Talks. It's my podcast show. It's the second season, and I'm your host, Scarlet Stone, here in the Julieland universe, and I'm joined by some of my friends, Ben,
who's on my doing? Right.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm really glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here, too.
Good. And hello, Nick.
Hello.
How are you?
Quite well.
It's a nice watch you have on.
Oh, thank you.
Very stylish.
Well, fucking splendid, guys. I'm Ash.
We have Ash, and she's vibrating right now.
Somebody's trying to get in my apartment right now. I should just deny them.
Please. How are you today, Ash?
I'm really tired, but I'm hanging in there.
All right.
Well, locked, maybe, cocked, and ready to rock.
Maybe after this we can take a little nap.
Nap time.
And here to my left is Alex.
It's a pleasure to be here, Scarlett.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Well,
now that I'm here with you guys.
You're so sweet.
Aww.
I try.
Well, you're going to be even more happy because we are going to talk about orgasms.
Cool with me.
And coming. Orgasms.
Do you guys know what a female orgasm is? Silence. That says it all.
Do you know where the clit is? Do you know the G spot is?
Oh yeah, I know that.
I'm still.
Have
a little,
you ever made a girl squirt?
Never got one.
That is very sad.
I did it with one.
That is one.
Oh wait. Pause, Alex. I heard. Okay, please tell that story.
I did it with one girl. I was seeing her for a few months. And the first time it happened, I didn't know what was going on because.
Do you think she was peeing on you?
Yeah, because she was on top.
Did
and
you
all of a sudden,
anything?
I just felt all this liquid fall into my lap.
So were you, like, you guys were having sex?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Look, I'm...
They were having lunch, okay?
I didn't...
She just squirted all over his lap.
Between the salad and the entree, she squirted in his lap.
Excuse me. Ash, stop laughing. Richard, shut the fuck up. I need to tell you why I was asking that. Because the only times that I have squirted is when a guy's fingering me. And I've been on top before. Like, above him. Ash, I'm going to kill you.
I'm sorry. I just... Like, 10 different images of like what it could
like,
possibly
what else could it be?
Then went through my mind like, oh, I was dressed as Santa Claus and she was asking for a pony and a kitty and all over my lap.
Merry Christmas. Oh my God.
Man, but yeah, so I was kind of thrown off guard.
But you loved it, right?
No, actually.
Oh my God.
You know why I didn't love it? Because
you had to sleep in it. Yeah, I know.
It would get cold on the bed sheets.
Yeah.
And we go back, we go take a shower and come back and we got a big cold wet spot in the middle of the bed.
Why don't you just
And if you let that sit overnight, it smells awful.
Yeah.
That's why when a girl's like, hey, I'm a squirter, I'm like, we're going to your house. And she's like, we can. I'm like, we're getting a hotel.
Exactly.
Because I'm not sleeping in that shit.
It really is an inconvenience.
I never thought of it that way, but then again, the guy that made me squirt for the first time was really into it, and it was always at his apartment, so I never had to worry about
are
that.
Are all girls squirters? Like,
yes.
Every woman has the ability to squirt.
So I'm just doing something wrong, I guess.
But here's the thing. It's not necessarily what you're doing wrong. It's what you're not doing. Because, okay.
I
need a lesson.
Is this going to be a squirting lesson?
Yes.
Squirting 101 with Ash.
Okay, so the easiest way to make a girl do it, if she hasn't done it before, is to have her get, ow, as I'm on my cord, on her knees, like, you know, one of these moves, because then she can put her weight down on you. But the trick is to get, like, two fingers, and it's not like, you're not just going like this, like, you have to hold your fingers forward and go like this.
And pull forward.
It's like you're kind of scraping.
Yeah, you're kind of like, you're trying to pull her forward. You're not even scraping anything, you're just putting pressure on that front. But you need to make sure that a girl's really turned on, really warmed up. Tease the fuck out of her, like, make her want to attack you. And just be like, hold on, I want to try something real quick. And then have her do that, because then she can put her weight on you if you're not quite hitting the spot. And she can get you like deeper if she needs to, but it's all about this pulling motion. And the faster you go, the more she's going to be able to squirt. They actually make a watch, and I have one at home. It's a G-force watch that measures how much G-force you're creating with this motion, and
oh,
it will
sick.
Turn red, yellow, and then green. And green means that like you have enough force to make her squirt if she's able to. And every girl is. It just takes some force more than others. And it's such a strange feeling for girls. This is probably why you've not really experienced very many of them. It's such a strange feeling for us because it's a more intense orgasm. It's like a full body, like I'm cum drunk orgasm. And you kind of have the same sensation, like you feel like you're going to pee, but that's not exactly what it is. It's fluid coming out of the same area, but it's from a completely different gland and everything else. So
but,
that's
but
what you're
you
doing with putting pressure
you,
on the
you
gland.
You also, I know that there are times when you squirt that sometimes there can't be some urine in it.
Yeah, because it's out of
some,
the urethra.
Yeah.
Some, sometimes.
Like you run that risk, but if a girl feels uncomfortable about it, you have her pee before and then go do that trick.
Right.
And then she'll, because she knows in her head, like, okay, I peed, so I'm not peeing on him, it's something else.
Does she know when she's going to squirt, or is it something that just kind of happens and
a
she just kind
of
like...
A lot of girls will stop you before because it's such a foreign feeling. It's like, it really is different. But then after that, it's like riding a bicycle and you're like, wow, that was the best thing in my life. Like,
yeah,
I've made girls
like
squirt
kind of fall,
over
like
and over and over again.
Love.
And
you
they
have?
Just like fall into the stage. Yeah, I did
yeah,
once.
Of course she has. What are you talking
I'm
about?
I did an entire instructional video on this. But yeah. So that was fun. Next question for me.
Well, also, Ash, maybe it's not all about you. I was also going to say one other thing, just like to know that she is going to squirt. I know like if she's on her back, if you're doing that motion, you can actually hear it. It's going to have like
yeah,
this sort of like noise
and
of like
fluid.
Wetter.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to kind of squirt out. And it's beautiful. It's amazing.
I love watching the girls' eyes, definitely. Like their eyes.
Like they're like in
changed.
Shock that they're actually doing
it. It's
like
not
they're
beautiful when it's all over you and your camera. Okay.
Like, okay, but maybe there's not always a camera there. Maybe they're not like pervs like you.
You guys know Cytheria?
Queen Cytheria.
Queen Cytheria, yeah.
She is amazing.
Is
absolutely
she,
amazing. Ash, you know who she is, right?
I don't pay attention to that shit.
Okay.
She's like
I know who she is. She's been out of business for a while.
Yeah, you just
she's like
just have to watch. There's like a video
Brown
of all of her compilations.
Late 90s.
That's why. I'm a baby. She's a veteran. That's why I don't know her.
And what's that other girl that squirts a lot? Something flowers? No? No, am I just making this up?
I can name five different squirters for you that are currently in the business that can make it fucking rain on you. Like Annie Cruz? Oh my God.
I was going to just say, like, name current girls, because these guys, for some reason, are looking at porn from 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Because that shit's on sale. You can get that for free everywhere. Yeah. No, let's see. Katie Summers is a squirter. She's a blonde with big fake tits now. Annie Cruz is, like, a huge veteran squirter. Like, this girl, when I made her squirt, I have to explain this to you. I was making her squirt with this arm, and she was kneeling in front of me. This bitch shot squirt all the way up my arm, like up over my head, and I was just drenched. Like I just took a shower.
It was like SeaWorld. Going to SeaWorld.
Wow.
She just got shamooed. Okay. She just rode the log ride.
Yeah. I got shamooed.
I literally got shamooed by Annie Cruz. I'm trying to think, who else have I made squirt recently? Skin Diamond's a huge squirter.
Didn't she squirt? She squirted on
all over his camera.
Yeah, three times on your camera.
On me.
And see, like those are girls that like know the sensation and are comfortable with doing it and want to because it feels so fucking good.
So, so guys, are you now wanting to make a girl squirt?
Well, I knew that.
Or
shit.
Are you just not? Ooh, you already knew.
I watched a video on it at some point, but I haven't really tried that hard with anyone.
But is it like a turn on for you, or after hearing the Shamu, are you just uninterested?
It's funny because, you know, in seeing it in porn, it's kind of, you know, attractive, mainly just because I think, I don't know if it's like a real, you know, they're doing a real orgasm or it's just like, you know, they're acting it up.
Oh,
but,
no, it's real.
But
yeah, but
you
it seems like
that.
Intense as shit. So that's what's like really hot about it. But I don't know if like I'd want that in front of me. Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Ben?
I think if it happens, it happens. But I'm not gonna search it out.
Really?
You're a selfish man, Ben.
Yeah,
it's
such a special thing. Like,
okay,
to make a girl do that, is it not?
Wait. So, are you guys saying that you don't want to do it because it's messy? Is that the problem?
I just think I'd have to be walked through the process. I wouldn't.
Oh,
like,
I'll do that. No problem. Anyway, I have a new question for you guys. What kind of blowjobs do you like? Do you like them like sloppy, filthy,
all of them,
dirty?
All of them?
All of the above.
Oh my God,
above.
Come on, guys.
Because
you
I've
like
had
have to know
guys,
what you like.
I've had guys tell me, like, I don't like sloppy blowjobs because it's just like a mess. You got like spit running down your balls to your ass. Like,
but like, that's when they're like the most intense. Like when you give it your all and there's spit everywhere.
These guys are like,
like
really,
I don't understand.
I like how the guys are like really thinking about it. Like, really, what kind do I like?
I like a girl to be ladylike when she gives a blowjob.
What the fuck?
What, with a pinky out?
Kind of yeah, like, what? Do it in a ladylike fashion.
Pinky out. Don't you make fun of me. I always got the class going on. Exactly. And if I do two hands, it's two pinkies. Double class.
Answer the question.
What was the question?
Yeah. So, like, what would be your dream blowjob? Like, do you like when girls deep throat? Have you guys even been deep throated?
Yeah,
civilian girls do that?
Yes, they do.
Oh my God, you're so mean.
I've had two girls in my life that were able to.
Nice.
Like, I definitely remember the most stellar blowjob I've ever received, but like I can't remember like details about it, if you know what I mean.
It was in the dark, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
See, you guys gotta start
turning
the light
on. I don't like doing anything in the dark.
And he was by himself.
Zing.
Ben?
I just don't like him if they're too sloppy.
He likes a lady.
I just don't get that.
I don't mind that.
I don't get that either.
It's like, if I'm going to give you my all, I'm going to fucking get into it. And if there's spit, a lot of spit, like, deal with it, because I'm giving it my all.
I've actually made myself choke, not on the cock doing blowjobs, but on my spit, because, like, so much will collect in my mouth that I got to take a breath, and I'm like... This is so unsexy. I don't mean to either. I am the best at having like embarrassing moments during sex.
Like, you are the buzzkill. Like, during when you're fucking.
I buzzkill myself sometimes. And we have them all on film. Exactly. Let's see. What else did I want to ask you guys?
How about knowing when girls fake orgasms?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. It was like, how real are the orgasms in porn? Do you think they're all real?
Authentic are they?
They sound fake to me, but I mean, because I've never had sex with anyone that sounds like that, so.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, like that.
Well, I can tell you a lot of girls do fake it, because they're just so, like, a lot of girls have to disconnect to do the scenes, and so, like, some won't come, but there's girls, like, if you watch Lily Carter, like, Lily Carter is the fucking... queen at coming, and she's like a full body, like shakes and shivers, and she also squirts too. She's like a squirter as well. And so, and once you get her to come once, she just gets this fire in her eyes and she just keeps going, and it's sexy as fuck.
And you know she's not faking it.
I quote Lexi Bell, a real performer doesn't fake it. A top performer will actually make themselves come. And I was like, oh, okay, I got you. So from then on out, I'm like, I'm going to fucking do anything I can to come. I'm a real performer.
And like, that's you get carpal tunnel. Like, I swear, you're going to fuck up your arm. Like,
they're really, 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 really fake orgasms. As opposed to real or fake, they're really fake.
No, they're really real. Like, I couldn't walk today. Are you kidding me?
But I mean, in like the real civilian world, like, it's usually like 30% of women have trouble reaching orgasms. In porn, 100% reach orgasms.
Well, yeah.
That's,
I mean, like,
so like, it's fucking with everyone's head. So I feel like I want to know if these guys can tell when it's faked or when it's completely genuine.
There, if a girl's making a lot of noise, she may be performing. Okay, she's definitely performing.
What if she's just having the best orgasm ever and she's just like...
But that's the thing. Like, see, even if I'm playing with myself and I'm all by myself and like my roommates are in the other room and I'm like, I really don't want you to know that I'm doing this, I can be quiet up until the point where I'm going to come, and then I'm like, oh, fuck it. And I'm just like, I don't care if they hear me because I'm at the end of what I'm doing. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like all girls do have a tell. Like, I stutter when I come. I sound like a fucking idiot, but I stutter. I'll be like, fuck, shit. I'm like, are you okay?
That's
and I'm like,
giveaway.
I'm fine. And then I'm like, please. That's why I can't watch my porn, because I'm like, ow, I sound stupid.
Well, guys, tell me, do you know when it's being faked? Alex?
If I'm having sex with a girl for the first time, I'd probably have a hard time being able to tell. Because I'm not used to knowing what she's doing.
Okay, but like, I know that, I'm not going to say all the time, but when girls have a vaginal orgasm, their Kegels will spasm. So do you ever feel that? Or do you know that some girls, when they fake it, they can even do that?
You know, I really don't know.
Just so you know.
I really don't know.
I mean, I've felt that before when
it gets tighter.
Tighter. Right. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's probably like a coin toss. I can't tell. You know, maybe, you know, I say yes, it's no. You know, I don't know.
What about you, Nick?
I'm not sure because, you know, I think it depends really on the girl a lot of the time. If it's like a one night stand, maybe they'll try to, you know, show off. And
it's also kind of like, do you even care if she comes?
And
if it's a one night stand.
Yeah, if it's a one night stand. It's true. At that point, I'm just trying to get my nut and, you know, move on with my, my life.
I'm listening to all these stories and I'm like, wow, I don't know if I would fuck any of you guys because it doesn't sound like you have like female courtesy. Like when
that's
I fuck
true.
A girl, I make her come as many times as I can before I put anything, like put a strap on or something in her. Like, okay, I have a total
that's,
mind.
That's
of
how
dude,
it should
sorry.
Be.
So like, I try to make them come as many times as I can until they're almost like limp. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm going to tear your ass up, bitch. But that's me.
You're a codependent though.
I like to please. I aim to please.
Ladies first. That's like what they always say. Like you open
the
door,
that's generally the rule.
Make me come
yeah.
first.
Now if I'm like, you know, having sex with a girl consistently for, you know,
right,
more than
right.
a, you know, more than a week, more than twice, I'll give her way more attention, you know, and,
yeah,
and
oh.
you know.
So is it like, what is it like after
there's no
a week?
First impressions with this one.
Oh, Nick. Now, for last question, I'm curious, do you guys like going down on girls?
Yes.
Yes.
Ben?
Ben, the hesitation.
Ben? Ben's like, do I need to answer this?
It's a yes and a no. It depends, because some girls...
Let's just say this. She has a clean
generally,
pussy,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah, clean. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I don't blame you. I've totally done the U-turn before, where you're like, what? No. There's definitely a U-turn there sometimes. I'm mean. If you guys ever, this is what you need to do for my trick, because I swear to God, if women don't start having better vaginal health, I'm going to punch them all in the cunt. But if a girl smells funny, she probably tastes funny. So what you do is you finger her, and then you stick your fucking fingers in her mouth, and if she makes a face, you go, mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not going to eat it, I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. That's exactly what you do.
Sharing is caring.
I also kind of feel that way about guys cum. Like, if I'm going to swallow it, you need to taste it.
No, thank you.
But see, it's such a double standard. Nope.
But do you want to know how evil Deal. I am? If a guy is mean to me doing a blowjob, because my blowjob is like my get out of sex card. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'll blow you. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, totally. And so, like, if a guy does something that I don't like during a blowjob, I'll warn
like,
him once.
Like
and
when
if,
he pushes,
like, if
down
he pushes
on your head.
My head down yeah. and I don't like it. So I'll warn him once. And if he does it again... I'll bite a little. And if he does it again, I will wait until his cum is in my mouth and come up and spit it in his mouth.
Oh.
No
so
warning.
So guys, just so you know, don't push down.
Be gentle.
Snowball, right?
At least you give exactly warning. At least you give a fair warning.
It's called a ample warning.
I guess the blizzard because it comes by surprise.
Man, I'd be so mad if that happened to me.
Oh. I'd be so mad.
You'd be like crying. Why? Why? No, they call it a snowball.
Yeah,
I know girls who get paid to do that, which is scary.
But no, I've done some pretty fucked up shit in my day.
Yeah, but you also gave warnings. I think that's communication's key.
Communication is key. And then if they still don't listen, I like to get the little hairs that are right here on your leg and just fucking pull them.
That probably won't hurt as much as like pubic hair.
Oh, I've done that too.
That would hurt a lot.
Well, because like in porn, it's really, there's so many things going on while we're filming a scene. So sometimes like the guy's not always in tune to like the girl's condition. So if I'm in like doggy and the guy can't see me and he's doing something I don't like, I'll grab his leg. And if he's still not paying attention, I'll dig my nails in. If he still doesn't pay attention, I'll just get as many fucking
hairs
as I can
and
pull until he pays attention.
And then are his eyes
down there? And then he's like, whoa, okay, ow. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. Ow, that's what I was thinking.
All right, well, lessons from Ash. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And guys, thank you for being here. I really hope you learn something and you make some girls squirt and you go down on them and do all that good stuff. Ash, how can we follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Ash Hollywood or see me on the wonderful pages of our beautiful network at ashgirl.com.
And you can see me on Julieland as well and follow me on Twitter. My account is Scarlett_Stone. And I'd love to hear your thoughts and questions. And again, thank you for listening in. Bye.